Then what do the wheels of a wagon or a car or anything fit onto the thing that runs underneath? There's a wheel on each side. Starts with an A. Second letter is X.
Axle.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then, what would you call if you were chopping wood? A frame that you might put the wood into, a kind of an X-shaped frame. Well, and then there is a frame, which I will draw because I can't describe it, that's kind of A-shaped, and you might have two of them and lay a board across it to chop it. Sometimes they had these at church suppers, and they'd make tables out of them. Did you ever hear of a sawhorse?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Sawhorse.
Okay. Is that what I just described, the A-shaped thing, or is that something different?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. And then you would straighten your hair with a comb or a...
brush.
And when you're doing that, you say, I'm going to...
brush.
Mm-hmm. And you'd sharpen a straight razor on a leather... or I think sometimes they used to punish children by hitting them with a...
paddle?
Well, it's a strip of leather called a... trying to think some other way to get the word. Well, basically, there are two ways you can pronounce it. You can say strap or strop. Which would you say?
Strap.
Okay. And what do you put in a revolver? Not bullets, but something starting with a C. C-A-R.
C-A-R?
Mm-hmm. You might say, I'm firing blank.
Cartridges?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it. And then a plank that's laid over a trestle that children go up and down on.
Seesaw.
Any other name for that? Ever hear ridey horse or teeter-totter?
Teeter-totter.
Would you ever say that?
No.
Okay. How about something that might be anchored in the middle and then would spin around? Well, what do you call the thing at the amusement park that has the little horses on it?
Merry-go-round.
All right. Would you ever have a name for a homemade one? That is the thing that's just anchored in the middle and spins around.
Carousel? I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a flying Jenny?
No.
That's an old-time name for it. And this is something you probably have not seen. They have them in South Georgia. It's something that's fixed. It's plank. Again, fixed at both ends, and you jump up and down in the middle. I never saw anybody doing that in Atlanta. They call it a joggling board. It's mostly old people in South Georgia that know that. And then if you're playing on the seesaw, what do you say you're doing?
Seesawing.
Okay. Uh-huh. And what do you call it when you have two ropes and a seat from a tree limb?
A swing.
Mm-hmm. And what would you carry coal in?
I don't know.
Well, if you never burned coal in your house, you probably wouldn't have had the occasion to carry coal. Did you ever hear of a hod or a scuttle?
No.
Okay. And what runs from an old-time stove to the chimney?
A pipe?
Mm-hmm. Do you know what a flue is?
Yes.
What is a flue?
Well, I've heard of it, but I'm not sure I know what it is.
Well, you could explain it, because I don't know what it is. Everybody explains it differently, and I haven't understood any of them yet.
I've heard of it.
I think the stovepipe fits into the flue, and then the flue takes it on outside.
I don't know.
And then what is a little vehicle that you carry bricks in that has two handles and one wheel?
A wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. And what would you sharpen, maybe a knife on, a little thing you'd hold in your hand?
Maybe a grinding stone.
Okay. Now, is that a little thing in your hand, or is that a big thing that turns around?
Well, a grinding wheels is the big
thing. Okay, good. That's a good
distinction. I know that because of my father's company. Mm-hmm. They make that
kind
of stuff.
Okay, fine.